theory that artists who are happy in their personal lives tend to make worse art than miserable people. What do you think of that in your own experience?
Well, I don't know that I could buy that 100%. I think certainly there needs to be something in your life that drives you in a passionate way to make great art, I think. I think most artists, to be frank, find so much frustration within their own work and their desire to make it better and better that there's always a bit of dissatisfaction and a need to take that to another step. And I think that's really the most important driving force in art.
I know Neil has had to deal with a couple of tragedies in his life along those lines. How's Neil hanging in there? Have you been in touch with him and Alex and is Rush ready to reconvene here in 2001?
Well, yes, it's been a really difficult few years for Neil and for those of us who are close to him. We have been spending the last couple of months hanging around together and in the early stages of putting some music together for another Rush project. So I'm very hopeful that either by the end of the year or early next year, we'll have accumulated enough material to release a project.
Do you have any notion of how this album will sound? It seems, and please correct me if this is a misconception on my part, but I think it's safe to characterize Rush music from the 70s as more guitar-driven, whereas in the 80s it tended to be more keyboard-driven, and then it shifted back to a more guitar-driven sound in the 90s. Do you want to make an ass-kicking record right now, or is this the Jazz Explorations record now?
No. It's a bit early to say. I think you can safely say the Jazz Explorations won't happen. But I think that...
Do Stonehenge.
Yeah, right. We're looking, I think, at this point, because of all the difficulties of the last few years, I think it's important for us to focus on very positive energy. So far, the early jamming that we've done has been very intriguing and somewhat funky nature, and we'll see how that, you know, stays with us over the coming months.
I know you don't have unlimited time to rap with me, Geddy, but if I can indulge in a couple of quickies.
Sure.
Whatever happened to John Rutsey?
Well, I haven't seen him in about 8 or 9 years, and at one point we still kept in contact. We talked maybe once or twice a year, and you know, he was doing pretty well on his own, but I've lost touch with him, so I really couldn't tell you what he's up to right now.
Okay, fair enough. Another one that I'm dying to ask you, if an alien were to arrive on Earth today and you had to start him with one Rush album, what would it be?
Oh, geez, I don't know. If he was friendly, probably Moving Pictures. Mm. If he wasn't, probably Caress of Steel.
So Caress, you consider a nadir in the Rush career?
It's just a strange record.
I have a soft spot for all that stuff.
Yeah, listen, there's some tunes on that record I like a lot, but in retrospect, it's probably one of our oddest records, I think, to me.
Yeah, I know you're official ambassadors of music up there in Canada, and I don't know if you've heard, our governor of Massachusetts, Paul Cellucci, is about to take over the Canadian ambassador gig.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So if you need somebody to rage with on St. Catharines or something, yeah.
Right on.
Cellucci's your boy.
Okay.
Well, Geddy, thank you so much for dropping the toll charges here today and for all the great music over the years. It was a real treat to speak with you.
Hey, thank you. It's nice talking with you.